You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. Get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
Intimacy is displayed in a romantic relationship when two people know and care for each other. These individuals are open, familiar, and vulnerable. There are different forms of intimacy, including emotional intimacy, intellectual intimacy, sexual and physical, and a bunch more. In relationships and marriage, fulfilling each other's area of intimacy will help strengthen your bond. It is a natural part of developing the relationship and growing closer. During the pandemic, many couples grew closer intimately and found that their relationship grew stronger. Unfortunately, others grew apart. And for many, the pandemic was the beginning and the end of their relationships. In this episode, I will be exploring different ways that couples, specifically married couples, can deepen their connection by understanding the different types of intimacy. Stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast. I am your host, Ebony. Today, it is just me, and I will be talking about intimacy in relationships. Well, marriage, really. Since I am a married woman, coming up on 10 years of marriage, I think it makes sense to speak about this issue from my perspective. So again, I've been married for 10 plus years, but my husband and I, we've been together and friends for 17 years. So we've been at this for a very long time. We've done the whole living together, living apart, living long distance, in different countries and different states, and now living under one roof with five little ones. Yes, we have a very full house. On a previous episode, I mentioned that both myself and my husband are introverts. And while we do like being around family and friends, and we love entertaining, we both really value solitude and our alone time. And my husband always likes to remind me of that. I think that sometimes when you have children, most of your time involves taking care of your kids, working and ensuring that the home is running smoothly. And for many of us who have kids, working from home and just giving so much of yourself to everyone else. And any little time left, you're just naturally going to want to be alone and be by yourself. I know that many mothers who are listening can relate. I love my kids. I love my husband, but sometimes after a full day, I just need my space. I just need to be alone. And that's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But while alone time and solitude is necessary and important, especially for introverts, when you're married and in a relationship, it is very important to be intentional about building up your intimacy with your spouse or significant other, regardless if you are with an introvert or an extrovert, or in spite of you wanting that alone time. So while both my husband and I are introverts and love having space and alone time, it's still very important that we nurture and continue to cultivate our relationship through intimacy. Earlier, I mentioned the different types of intimacy. And when most people initially think of intimacy, they think of sex or physical touch. Sexual and physical intimacy are very important types of intimacy, but they're not the only important types, especially for women. Now, I shouldn't speak for all women, but I know that many of my girlfriends find emotional intimacy so important, and some even more than any other form. In this episode, I want to briefly talk about the different types of intimacy, and this is based off of an article that I recently read from the Naya Clinics, and I want to share ways that we can introduce those connections in our marriages or in our relationships. Physical and sexual intimacy. Now, this is a form of intimacy that most people envision when they hear a discussion about intimacy. It involves touching, cuddling, holding hands, obviously sex, kissing. Physical intimacy is crucial to healthy and lasting romantic relationships. And I think that this needs no explanation. We all know what to do here. But I will say that with physical and sexual intimacy, we should feel comfortable expressing and communicating our sexual needs and desires with our spouses so that we feel satisfied. Sexual satisfaction is very crucial in marriage, and it's very important that we are able to feel comfortable to be able to communicate that with our spouse so that we are satisfied in that area. Emotional intimacy. So while physical intimacy is displayed by physical touch, emotional intimacy is demonstrated through words and communication. And this is not always easy for a lot of people because it requires you to be vulnerable. It involves the perception of closeness to another person, which allows them sharing their thoughts and their feelings with an expectation and understanding that they're going to have support. Emotional intimacy depends on trust and involves sharing our deepest selves with one another. Here on the podcast, when we share our conversation starters, it is a tool to help you develop emotional intimacy in your relationships. As you have seen from previous episodes, our conversation starters almost always lead to deeper dialogue with, which provides us room to really learn more about and from each other. We almost always feel like we have a better understanding of each other and our guest through these conversations. It works. So if you want to try and build your emotional intimacy using our conversation starters, you can always find them on our website. It's available all the time. But more simple than that, it's about being open and vulnerable with each other and creating a space where your spouse or significant other feels safe and feels like they have your support. And as a married woman, emotional intimacy is definitely tied on my list with sexual intimacy. Intellectual intimacy. This occurs when we share ideas with each other in an attempt to exchange thoughts and views. Having respectful back and forth discussions about topics further our intellectual intimacy with others. As a businesswoman and a creative, intellectual intimacy is so important because I need to be able to share my ideas and brainstorm with my husband. I need to be able to get substantive feedback. For a long time, I thought that this feeling was part of emotional intimacy. And it wasn't until doing research on the different types of intimacy that I learned that there was such a thing as intellectual intimacy. And psychologists, they define intellectual intimacy as when two people who really come together to share ideas and thoughts, they're comfortable in doing so, even if they have differing opinions. You don't have to be intellectually connected to someone because you share the same ideas, but it's that thought process that you're able to come together despite having different opinions and connect on that level and brainstorm and share your ideas. So I love that there's actually a thing called intellectual intimacy, and there are people, I'm sure, a bunch of people who would love to experience this type of intimacy with their spouse. Creative intimacy is another type of intimacy. And this refers to expressing ourselves through our passions. This can be in the form of art, music, dance, physical activity like sports or other creative outlets. And when we engage in creative intimacy, we're opening up our creative side to someone else. We're sharing our gifts, our talents, and our passions. And in turn, that's sharing ourselves. I love this because this can apply in non-romantic relationships as well. And for romantic relationships, if you're able to share the things that you love and you're passionate about, it can really create room for your relationship to grow to the next level, right? I hear guys say this all the time. They love when they can talk sports with their woman, or they love when their wife or their girlfriend is really into sports because they can share that creative outlet with them. Well, it's the same for women. Wouldn't it be great if you had that level of intimacy with your man, even if it's just sitting and watching romantic comedies or Netflixing and chilling and watching love stories, going out dancing, creating art, whatever it is, to have that level of intimacy on the creative side where you can share with each other creatively, it, to me, is just mind blowing. Another type of intimacy is spiritual intimacy. And this concept refers to sharing of ideas of a higher level, such as your beliefs and your values. And this can be through religion, it can be sharing mindfulness, personal growth, or meditation. It covers our need to look for a meaning in this world. So when we connect through spiritual intimacy, we're sharing these ideas with someone, and we're also hearing their point of view. I think that spiritual intimacy is very important. And when you have that in marriage, you are really able to overcome some really tough times. In our marriage, we make it a part of our family routine, not just for me and my husband to connect spiritually, while that is very important, but also with our children, to pray with one another and incorporating a prayer life into the family, because we feel that by doing that, it really strengthens your family bond. And that might look different in different families. It might not be prayer in your family. It might be meditation. It might be family meetings, but it's a way for you to connect deeper and have more meaningful, deeper conversation and connections when it comes to your family and when it comes to the world as a whole. And finally, but definitely not the last form of intimacy, is experiential intimacy. Now, this occurs when we share new experiences together. And one of the things that the article talked about was how this pandemic brought many couples to experiential intimacy as they were forced to experience things together. We were all locked down and we couldn't go anywhere. So by being forced to be together, these experiences brought a lot of people together. Other ways that we can create experiential intimacy is coming up with new things to do together, traveling to new places that you've never been to, trying different adventures, and being intentional about doing things together as a couple. So it's really up to the couple to create that sort of experience with one another. And that can be anything, right? You don't have to be very adventurous, right? It could be something as small as trying new different types of food every week and cooking together, whatever it is. But just creating a space for you guys to experience new things together is also a form of intimacy. Now, as you can see, intimacy comes in different shapes and sizes. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but instead, it's some examples of how we can experience intimacy in our relationships, regardless if you're in a romantic relationship or a platonic one. Intimacy is the glue that keeps a relationship intact. So it's important that we nurture our relationships intimately so that we can continue to grow closer. Intimacy is a natural part of developing in a relationship. And as we can fulfill each areas of intimacy in our relationships, it can definitely strengthen our bond. So I hope that you enjoy this episode and that you take the time, as we are still technically locked down, partly locked down, to try to cultivate and build up on your relationships intimately, whatever type of relationship you may be in, married, friends, whatever. But use this opportunity to really learn about the different ways that you can connect intimately so that you are able to build those deeper connections. Thank you for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please rate and leave a comment and also subscribe. If you think that anyone else would love to hear this episode, feel free to share and tell them to also subscribe to the podcast so they don't miss our upcoming episodes. Again, thank you for joining us on the No Small Talk podcast. And until next time, no small talk. Oh my God, I come from a place that goes so hard. I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the war. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet, not this time, not this time.